Okay, good morning and thanks for coming. I think everybody has read the press release and is well aware of why we're here today. Joe and I did meet with Pat and Tom this morning and had what I would describe as a very professional meeting, as you would expect with the both of them. We told them that we were going to make a change in both of their positions. As I said, we had very professional conversations, and both of them are now ready to move on, and candidly, we're ready to move on. I know there's going to be a million questions about this person and that person, and let me just make a few remarks. And let me start by saying we want to thank both Pat and Tom for their service to the organization. They're people who, particularly in my case, Pat, I've gotten to know well over the last few months and think a tremendous amount of him as a person. I think that both of them left the organization better than when they came. We just felt like it was necessary to get to a championship level to make these changes. But we do want to thank them. We certainly wish them and their families the very best going forward. Joe and I are going to begin very quickly to look for a new head coach first and then a GM player personnel type second. There will be a million rumors out there. You all have done this before about this person and that person. Much like when we spoke on August 3rd, we're not going to comment on any people specifically for either of the two searches. Candidly, there are only two people who know who the candidates are, and you're looking at both of them. And although we only made the decision with Pat or Tom in the last week or two, Pat and Tom in the last week or two, I think in any responsible person does succession planning. And candidly, we've been doing succession planning for the last two or three months. We think this is a great organization. Despite the changes that have occurred in the past, we're well aware that this has been a carousel. And candidly, as I've said before, it's Joe and my job to find the right coach and the right GM and bring stability long-term for the organization. And that's our role. We take it very responsibly, very seriously. We've researched a lot of people, and we'll be talking to some of those people here over the next few weeks. Our goal is to get the best person. And if we happen to find that person within a week, that's great. And if it takes a month, that's great also. And I mean that for the best person for each of the two jobs. You know, I just want to reiterate again, I don't think it does any value or good to either the Cleveland Browns organization or those people to comment on any names, so we're not going to. As soon as we sign up somebody to be our head coach, you all will be notified, and we'll have them in this room, and you'll get the chance to talk to them and ask them a lot of questions, and the same with the GM player personnel guy. I think before we answer any questions, Joe wants to make a few comments, particularly about Pat and Tom and his relationship with them, and we'll let Joe do that now.
Yeah, I mean, Jimmy's covered it well, but I just want a chance myself of knowing Pat and Tom for a long time. I've worked with them for years. I think they deserve a lot of credit for, as Jimmy said, this organization. They leave it better than they came. They're both good people. They worked hard. They made a difference. It was a very tough decision. It was an emotional decision. And, you know, we just want to make sure that we appropriately thank them for what they did. As Jimmy said, we just felt like in terms of the ultimate goals we have as we look down the road, that a change gave us the best chance to do that. But that wasn't an easy decision, and time will tell whether it was the right decision. But those are good guys, and they did a real good job here. And we appreciate them as people and the work they did for us.
We've also met with the coaching staff. They, of course, are all under contract. We will be very liberal in granting them permission to talk to other teams. We have asked them that they follow the normal process and notifying us first, but we'll do everything we can to help them get jobs. At the same time, when our new head coach comes in, he may want to hire some of those individuals himself, and they're well aware of the approximate timetable, and we've had almost identical conversation with them that we just had with you all. We also met with the scouting staff. They all will be retained. They're all under contract. They'll all be retained, and we'll go to work immediately in preparing for the free agent time period and the draft. And we'll take questions now.
There's AP. There could be as many as 10 franchises looking for new coaches after today. Is that a concern at all?
You know, that's a great question, and it looks like there are going to be a lot of coaching vacancies. We feel really good about this opportunity here. We think we have a good young team in place. As you all have taught me, this is a great football town. we think the person that can come in here and make the Cleveland Browns a winner will be, you know, recognized as one of the great coaches of all time, will be beloved in this area. So I think we're confident this is a good situation. We're not going to worry about who else is out there looking for the coach. We have our people in mind, and we're going to work hard to bring the right person here to Cleveland.
NFL head coaching experience, could it be a college coach?
Good question. We're going to explore all avenues, college coaches, coordinators, head coaches. The key is to get the right person.
Why do you want to choose the head coach first?
You know, we think that the head coach is going to play even a bigger role in where we go from here, and that it will create a better situation for us to identify exactly what role the GM, potentially director of player personnel, whichever it ends up being, exactly what qualities do we need in that person so that when we fit everybody together, we've got real strength in every area that we think we need to be strong in.
Jimmy, what is the most important attribute or ingredient that you're looking for in your first head coach hire?
Strong leadership.
In terms of guys, with respect to you saying you won't mention any names or acknowledge any names, but my question, generally speaking, would be, are there heavy hitters that you might be interested in, you know, to be off limits, and you know that there are certain guys you might be interested in, but you can't talk to them because they've made it known they wouldn't come here?
No, I think we've made it clear we're going to explore every possible option, and the goal is to bring back the best possible person to be the head coach of the Cleveland Browns.
And you'll chase anybody that you guys would like to have?
You know, we're not going to go get into any specific names. I think this is a very attractive job.
You know, if I could just add that
vision with you and Joe, potentially giving your head coach with his composition of his roster, player personnel, and what have you. Is that an important ingredient for you?
You know, Joe's probably better inclined to offer the answer to that. I think the head coach, I think Joe said this before, will have all final roster decisions.
How did you assess Brandon Williams?
I don't think it's our place. I don't think it's the right time for us to start doing player evaluations. I think the focus right now is first getting the right head coach in and then supporting him with the right player personnel staff and structure. That's what our focus is. I just want to make one comment because it's come a couple of times. You know, we don't believe that there's any job in the league that's going to be available that can tell a better story about why you want to come to this particular team, this particular city, and take a job. So we go into this extremely confident that we can go after the top people available, at least the top people in our opinion, and that we have a very good chance of being successful in convincing them that this is the right situation. Most of these top coaches are focused on finding a place where they think they can win, and we think we can make a very good case why this is the best opportunity in the league right now.
Joe, you mentioned your relationship with both Tom and Pat. Could you touch on why they were not the right fit in their respective positions going forward with your organization?
Well, I think that the you know, Jimmy just, you know, answered that the top quality in a coach that we're going to look for going forward is somebody with some really, really strong dynamic leadership. I think there was also an element of feeling like that the need to kind of maybe create a fresh energy and a fresh start, sometimes something new, even if it's not any better, can create that kind of momentum and energy. So I think it was things like that.
Given the suffering of the fans, there hasn't been a season better than 5-11. Since 2007, how important is it in that context to have a winning team next year?
Well, I think we've said all along, I think I said it back on August 3rd, and I know Joe said it several times, our goal is to build a consistent championship-level team. And we have two role models in our division, candidly, who have been good consistently for a long period of time. And our goal is to be good for a long period of time, not to knee-jerk and get to where we're 9-7 next year and we feel good, but we all know it's built on a house of sand. So there's nobody that wants to have a winning team more than the two of us, okay? But we're going to do it in the right way, and we're going to build it in the right way, and we've got the core foundation there with some good young players. We need to add to it.
Jimmy, how do you think you can be a playoff team
next year? This year, Washington, Minnesota, Indianapolis turned it around in 1 year. Do you think this team has the personnel with whoever you hire as the GM and coach to be a playoff team next year?
You know, it might be a little unfair for me to put that pressure on that new coach already, but Let's face it, the NFL, the way the NFL operates, there is relative parity, and you can turn things around quickly. And you're looking at two of the most impatient people in the world up here on stage. But I'll reiterate what I said. The key is to get it right where we're good over a long period of time and where people expect the Cleveland Browns to be in the playoffs every year. We want to still be preparing for games in January, not packing up and sending everybody home. So that's the goal, to do it that way.
How much will you be involved?
Well, hopefully it shows by the fact that we're up here together and you can see that we're very comfortable. I'm relying tremendously on his NFL experience, okay? But the two of us agreed. The two of us are going to do this search together, and we're both going to agree on who that head coach is. And Joe and I are a lot alike, and we're a lot different, and I think we'll work extremely well together. We've been working together for about 3 months now, and do we get into disputes and arguments? Yeah, but strong personalities always too, but it's done with respect. And I wouldn't want to do this. I can't speak for Joe. I would not want to do this search without him. I'll say this at my side.
Jimmy, why the business model, and Joe too also, the business model basically with the head coach, you know, controlling the roster as opposed to a general manager doing it that way?
I just want to be careful that we're speaking the same semantics. What Jimmy's referring to and what our plan is, although it could change depending upon the people, relates to when you guys use the term 53-man roster, we're talking who makes the team at the end of training camp and who is on the team during the season, and then the 46 who dresses. That comment shouldn't be taken as if it necessarily includes who has the final say on the first-round draft pick or free agent signings or cap-related decisions. So those are the decisions in which it's our expectation going into this that we think are, in most scenarios, depending upon the personalities, better handled by the coach, who at that point knows better exactly who we've brought in, who has the skills to do the things that he needs to do, which people fit together to fill all the different roles that he needs to fill in the different schemes that he may be planning on.
So then how are you going to basically, like Tom Hackert basically did the draft, you know, the free agents and draft.
Mm-hmm.
Who's going to do that under your business model?
Well, if we ended up with a coach that we thought was extremely strong in player personnel, he'll have a larger role, potentially even to the point of final say. If we think the coach is more going to be more effective if he's really, really focused on just coaching the team and participating in player personnel, then we'd probably look for somebody even stronger on the player personnel side to complement him. So that's why we think that the skill set of the coach should drive the eventual structure.
Who sets the vision for the kind of football team you want on the field? Is it the head coach or is it you two?
You know, I think it's collaborative, Tony, candidly. I mean, we want an individual who is a head coach, who is a strong leader, candidly, who's tough, because this is a tough business, but also is smart, very organized, and has great attention to detail, and is aggressive. And that's the kind of football team we want to have. And, candidly, I think it's kind of individuals we are.
Hey, Jimmy, there's obviously somebody at the top of your list. How confident are you you're going to get him?
You know, there's really not. There's really not. And I can't speak for Joe, but there's really not. I think we have a good group of individuals. I have personally not spent an extended amount of time with them. Look forward to doing that over the next week or two.
What are the elements that go into making an attractive job for the big guns?
Well, this is going to sound self-serving, okay? But candidly, I think you got a stable leadership ownership here now that I think is involved at the proper amount. I think you have a real NFL veteran in Joe. And I think, as you all know, this is a tremendous football town that yearns for a winner. And I think all of that makes for this to be a job that, candidly, a lot of people would have interest in.
Have you rolled out assistants who were previously head coaches?
No, we haven't ruled out anybody. I mean, we view everybody out there as we've got a full pool of people to look at and determine who we think will be able to win the most games going forward.
So I want to make sure I have this cleared out. Talk about your role as you see it right now in terms of being involved in the draft and being involved in who to attract in free agency and so forth.
Well, as we've said before, we're going to put together a team. It's going to include Jimmy and myself, a head coach, again, either a director of player personnel, general manager. We're going to work collaboratively. We're going to have primary responsibilities with the different people depending upon their strengths and weaknesses. Our goal will be to generate consensus on as many decisions as we possibly can. And frankly, sometimes we can't generate consensus. You know, should we go after that player? If we don't have consensus, maybe that means we shouldn't. Our odds of being right are probably when most of us are on the same page or agree that that would be a really good move. The final detail of that, frankly, is something we'll probably never get into in a lot of detail about publicly, but won't really even be determined until we see the strengths and weaknesses of all the different people that we're going to put together.
Kimmy, you said you didn't know until a week or two. Was it always going to be a tandem, or was it individually and you came to the decision?
No, individuals. Individual decisions. They were individual decisions.
Among your customers, the fans would be the driving force behind this decision. But how important is it that the guy you wind up hiring to be the head coach is somebody that the fans will instantly embrace or be able to embrace in a short period of time?
You know, it would be nice, but candidly, we want somebody that's going to win. And if we win, they'll be embraced, right?
Do you have a timeline as far as when you wanted to have a head coach in place and when you wanted to have a general manager in place?
You know, I think the sooner the better, but I think we said in our opening remarks the key thing is to get the right person. If we happen to find the right person this week, we'll have him back in here in a week. If it takes a month, we're going to take a month because we're very sensitive to getting this right. I think I said on August 3rd, when we were associated with the Steelers, you know, they had three coaches in 30 years. Joe came from the Eagles. They're making a change today, but they've had tremendous stability. The organization that I'm part of on a day-to-day basis, Pilot Flying J, we have tremendous stability in the organization. We want to have that here.
How quickly will you start? Joe, is there a preference for offense or defensive-minded?
The interviews will start as quickly as we can get permission and get together and everybody's schedules fit, so hopefully immediately. We're going into the thing open-minded, just looking for somebody we think. We've studied the league. We've studied the history. There are guys that come back from a defensive background, an offensive background. It's really about the person as opposed to, you know, some program you could just fit in and know the name.
Specifically about Tom Heckert, you said that he would be judged strictly on his merits. What was it about his merits that justified his being let go?
You know, I don't think to dissect it is really going to be a constructive purpose. And if I even gave you an honest answer with even the smallest amount of criticism, I think it would be an unfairly, negative portrayal of Tom. I just think as we looked forward and where we want to be 2 or 3 years from now, that we felt the change was what would put us in the best position to get where we want to go.
Tom's drafting, though, obviously the roster is very youthful-oriented now, and many of those young players have shown steady progress in terms of being viable. How do you feel about the core group right now, just in general, in terms of this roster and where it stands?
Well, I mean, I think we have a foundation here to move forward, and I think the team is better than it was. I think it's got a ways to go, and I hope with the right hires here we'll be able to accelerate, you know, the process of getting to where we want to be. And as Jimmy has said repeatedly, and it's very fundamental to all the conversations we have privately, we want to do it in a way that's sustainable. You know, we could, if we just made whatever sacrifices we need to be the best possible team we could be next year, you know, we probably could make the playoffs. In fact, I'd be massively disappointed if we didn't. If you factor in the long-term sustainable success we have, that may or may not be what happens, next year in order to achieve that goal.
Having the final say in terms of who drafts the players, who makes the trades, was very important to him. Obviously, it's one of the reasons he came here. Was there any discussion with him about possibly staying and some of those responsibilities changing or being taken away from him?
No, and I don't think that was ever, I've worked with Tom, and Tom's a great collaborator and looks out for the best interests of the organization. And if we had decided we wanted to stay and there were discussions necessary in that area, I don't think that would have ever been a problem.
With the coach the same,
it's
similar to what you had
in Philly? Well, again, it depends on the strengths. When Andy Reid first came, we actually had a strong general manager. Well, we didn't for the first year, but then we brought in Tom Modrek just before we hired Andy. So we had a strong general manager. We matched up with Andy. As it became apparent that Andy was also very strong in the player personnel area, we enlarged his responsibilities and his authority. So this may go similarly. It could be totally different.
Is there a chance
that some of the current coaches could stay on assistants?
Yeah, absolutely. That'll be the decision of the new head coach, though.
It's his call.
Absolutely. No, that's his call. And we made that clear to the assistants. Listen, you're free to go out and look for other jobs. Follow the permission process. When we have a new head coach in place, if you want to, you'll have the opportunity to interview with him.
In the process, would you, have anyone that you would say, we'd like you to strongly consider maybe keeping this coach or that coach, or you're just going to leave it completely up to them?
I think if they ask us, we'd give them their opinions. It would be unfair to comment on that now. Our focus right now, I just want to say this over and over, is getting that right head coach. And if we do that, the other pieces will fall into place.
We started the season pretty much developing young players, thinking at a longer timeline. Was that timeline accelerated after the regime change?
There's no way for me to know that, okay? I think we made it clear on August 3rd, and subsequently in the middle of the year, we would evaluate things and make a call, and we clearly made the call. And like I said, it's a tough call. These are not easy decisions. Pat Shermer's a good man. I like him a lot. We just felt it was best to make a change.
Jimmy, was valuable that the very best man could be unavailable after the Super Bowl, theoretically. Are you willing to wait that long? February?
I think we made it clear, Tony, that sooner is preferable, but whatever timetable it takes to get the right person, we're going to take.
Jimmy, Joe talked about kind of like he had Andy Reid in that model there, and it seems to me the Pittsburgh model of doing business is a little different. I don't sense that the coach had, say, as much power as an Andy Reid.
No, and I think that's why Joe, I think, couched it right in terms of exactly how, the word power is going to be exaggerated when we say it, but exactly what responsibility everybody has, I think depends on who that coach is. And we might bring in somebody who has a tremendous amount of personnel knowledge. We might bring in somebody that has less. And I know that Mike Tomlin and Kevin Colbert work very closely together at Pittsburgh. I do think it's extremely important for the two individuals to be locked at the hip.
Thousands of people with Pilot. How is this different, this hire here?
It's a little higher profile. I think it's right. And we spent a lot of time thinking about, Joe and I talking about, and making sure we're on the same page of what we're looking for. So I think in some ways it's similar in that you lay out this is exactly what we're looking for, and then you try to find the person that fits that criteria. It's different in that, if we were searching for a senior executive at Pilot Flying J, it would probably be a 3 or 4 month search, and maybe or maybe not would anybody would be aware we're doing the search. Here it's a much tighter time frame, and it's a much more public search.
What did you learn in these 5 months,
Jim? First of all, that I had a lot to learn, okay, and I'll be honest about that. Second of all, that I think we're very fortunate to have somebody like Joe working with us who has the experience that we don't have. Third of all, that this is, and I've said this repeatedly and I mean it sincerely, this is a tremendous football town and tremendous environment, and if we can get it right, it will be unbelievable.
Joe, the fans have been through this a lot since 99, and every time there's a regime change or coaching change, the roster's overturned. Do you feel like this roster will be overturned? How good do you feel about the players you have now?
I mean, I think that the likelihood is when you get a coaching change, you're going to get some system changes and you're going to get some areas in which they may have special skills they're looking for particular positions. But I also believe that there's a core here, and I'd be surprised if we hired a head coach that didn't see the same thing, from which we can kind of consider ourselves kind of having a core, a foundation from which we can move forward, as opposed to more recently with changes were made, and maybe there was a much greater need to overturn the roster than I think there is right now.
The reason I've been asked about the business model thing, when they hired Eric Mangini here a couple years ago, then he hired George Kokinas, basically hired his own GM, which worked out, it was a disaster. It just didn't work out well at all. So that's why I've been kind of wondering on the coach coming first and then this other guy after.
Well, this is a this is a reasonable line of questioning. It's something we discussed a lot. It isn't an obvious answer. Not everybody does it the same way. We made the determination that the greater impact on our future was going to be the head coach, that we need to make sure we find two people that fit together well and complement each other well, and that we wanted kind of the skill set of the head coach to kind of drive what we'd be looking for in the position that we'd hire after that. And, you know, time will tell if that's right and if we can find the right two people that are both high quality and fit together as well as we hope. But this was probably, you know, maybe the first decision we made in terms of kind of moving forward here was, you know, what's the right order? Are we doing them together? One first, one second? So it's a totally valid line of questioning, but the decision we in the end made was to let's go find the head coach first.
Do you think Joe is hyper-speed spread offenses that are so dominant in college, is that transferable to the NFL?
Well, I think, you know, the game evolves, and there's always some stealing from college into the pros and some stealing, you know, going in the other direction. You probably can't just take a pure NFL system and put it in college and have it work, and you probably can't just take a purely clean current college system and put it in the pros and have it work. But that doesn't mean there aren't things that the right coach could integrate from both systems that could work very well at this level.
Are some GM candidates out there who would like a say in picking a head coach? Are you limiting the candidate pool by the nature of this structure?
Yes. Well, the reverse could be true, too. If you hired a GM first and there was a great head coach that wanted control, you'd be limiting that. So we really just made the determination it was more important to not limit the head coach search, get the very best person we could in that position, and then go from there.
Planning process been something along the lines of, well, we'll wind up having a top candidate and go after him. But if he doesn't say yes, you know, how are you going to approach it if the guy who winds up being your top choice can't be landed?
Well, I mean, you know, we have a pool of candidates that we feel really good about. We do not have them ranked right now. We'll know a lot more after the last week or two. We're not going in this with one person in mind.
Saying is at some point you'll have a top candidate, and if at that point you try to land him and he says no, now what's the process then? Just go straight down the pecking order that evolves?
Yeah, I think obviously.
Jimmy, you talked earlier about being impatient, both of you. I mean, how do you think your personality is going to play with the coach in terms of giving him two or three years the job done instead of getting him in this carousel every other year?
Well, I mean, I think it's a balancing act, and we are very impatient, but we've said it numerous times. We want, Joe used the word sustainable. That's a good word. We want to put together a team that has sustainable, measurable progress, okay? And I think everybody in this room will know next year and the year after that if we're making progress or not. And our goal is to create a consistent winning team. There's lots of examples of that in the NFL, and if we don't, it's the two guys up here up front's fault. But I think we can do that.
Hirings that you have coming will play a role in this, but philosophically, the previous people here talked about free agency and not wanting to do that extensively and just kind of building through the draft. Philosophically, what and you might want to have Joe touch on this as well, but what are your thoughts about free agency as a way to kind of accelerate winning here and so forth?
Well, I think we said back on August 3rd that, and I know Joe feels this way too, the models that we both came out of built through the draft. And I think if you look at the teams that are consistently good, they build through the draft. As most of you know, we're in good shape, very good shape on the salary cap. And I think through selective, with the key word being selective use of free agency, we can help to build a good team here again for a long period of time.
Your coaching candidates, what common characteristics do they share?
I think the four or five things we said, strong leaders, tough, candidly demanding, organized, good attention to detail, able to motivate people. I mean, the NFL is a long season with a collective group of individuals, and to keep those people playing hard and interested in the team is a tough challenge.
Joe, coaching candidates look at the quarterback situation on any given team, and for them sometimes that's a deciding factor. If these, hot coaching candidates have their choice of some of these other teams that, they feel better about the quarterback, are you guys prepared to do whatever it takes to upgrade your quarterback situation, and do you feel confident you can do that if that's what a coach is going to want you to do?
This is the philosophy I've brought to hiring, whether it's a head coach or whatever positions I've ever been able to hire for. There are people out there that there's nothing you're going to do in which you're not going to hit some obstacles that could keep you from reaching your goals. That's 100% of us all the time. There are some people that no matter what those are, find ways to overcome them and still achieve their goals. So whether you got the right player at this position or that position in place at this moment, to the right person who has a history and a track record of finding ways to overcome obstacles and succeed, those will be temporary challenges. So we're more focused on these people that we believe, and I think if you look at the head coaches that have had really big success in the league, they've all had this quality, and their teams end up with this quality, that they find ways to the obstacles that face everybody, overcome them, dismiss them, not even let them get in the way, and just keep going until they get where they're trying to.
What is your understanding is the personnel position bound by the Rooney Rule?
Yes, absolutely.
Full authority or not?
I don't even know the technicality, but I promise you we will apply the Rooney Rule to both of these searches.
You feel you have a good foundation with some good young players and you're in good shape on the salary cap. It seems illogical to get rid of the GM that put you in that position. What did he not do to keep his job?
Well, again, I think when we made the decision on this, we're dealing with degree as opposed to a pure definition of success or failure. And again, as we looked forward, and we did use what's happened to this point somewhat as a predictor, we felt like we wanted to make a change there.
Couple more questions, guys.
We've been through these press conferences quite a bit in the last 14 years with different ownership or GM or head coach. Why is this regime change going to get it right? For the fans out there that are watching this and listening to this again like it's Groundhog Day, why is this going to work?
Yeah, I think that's a great question, a fair question, and I'll say this. We, the two of us, feel a tremendous responsibility to get that right. Our backgrounds are very different, but we've candidly both been involved a lot in hiring people for key decisions, and I think the two of us working well we're certainly not overconfident, and we smiled at ourselves last night that, now we got to go to work and get this right. But I think the two of us working well can make that happen. And we're going to work very hard to get the right person in here, first as head coach and then in the player personnel position.
When you came in, you, Mr. Haslam in August and Joe in October, that you were evaluating things here. When did your evaluation conclude, and when was the decision made between you to make these changes?
Yeah, I think we were continually evaluating. I think the final decision was made only in the last week or two.
Jimmy, just for clarity's sake, so that everyone is solid with it, what are the NFL rules and regulations, and could you lay them out with regard to those that are employed and possibly with playoff teams and what you can do and can't do in the next month of January?
I'm going to defer to Joe there because he'll be a lot better at that than I am.
Okay, so the teams that have a bye, we're allowed to seek permission, and with their permission only interview candidates, usually in their city, this Friday or Saturday. Teams that don't have a bye this week, we can't interview this week. We can interview the following week on a similar kind of permission in a designated time and location.
How many men will you look at closely or interview?
Yeah, I think we have a selected group out there. We're going to talk to it first, and hopefully we'll find some in that group, but we're not going to limit ourselves because the key, as I've said numerous times, is get the right person.
Thank you.